USA Radio News.
A poll released Wednesday shows most American voters view President Joe Biden negatively and think the price of gas is a serious economic issue. The Quinnipiac University poll, which shows only 32% approve of Biden's handling of the economy, comes on the same day the president called for a three-month suspension of federal gas taxes.
The federal government charges an 18 cents tax per gallon of gas that you purchase, and a 24 cent tax per gallon of diesel you purchase. We can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
A helicopter crashed in West Virginia late Wednesday afternoon, killing all six people on board. The Federal Aviation Administration said the helicopter crashed near Route 17 in Logan County. The victims' identities have not been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The federal government is looking to restrict nicotine in tobacco products.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move is a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Nearly 1,000 people are reported dead after an earthquake rocked eastern Afghanistan. Officials say about 950 people are dead and more than 600 are injured after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck early Wednesday near the Pakistani border. An Interior Ministry official says helicopters are being used to reach the injured. And Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened after record flooding that damaged homes and wiped out infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As June comes to an end, the Supreme Court will continue releasing high-profile decisions.
As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
Sadly, organized riots. I fear we're going to see organized violence. I think we're going to see something very similar to what we saw in 2020 with the Antifa and Black Lives riots across the country. We're already seeing Democratic politicians directing violent rioters to go to the justices' homes, to threaten the justices' homes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A new Wheatley Institution research study found that high rates of social media use by parents correlates with higher rates of mental health issues for their kids. The authors of the study saying about 10% of teens are depressed when their parents use social media at a low level compared to nearly 40% of teens being depressed at the highest levels of parent social media use. Wall Street ending Wednesday on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 47 points to close at 30,483, the S&P dropping 4, while the NASDAQ fell 16. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.